Israeli tanks today entered a Gaza Strip refugee camp, provoking an exchange of gunfire. An Israeli military spokesman said the operation was intended to destroy shrubbery and abandoned buildings from which mortars and rockets are fired. Israel has promised to continue targeting Palestinian militants following the assassination of Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Hamas announced yesterday that Abdul Aziz Arantizi will replace Yassin. Hirsch Goodman is senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies in Tel Aviv. He joins me now from Jerusalem. Tell me about Rantizi.
Well, good morning. Rantizi made a name for himself in the early 90s when then Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin decided to expel some 400 Hamas leaders over the border into Lebanon. And this sort of coincided with CNN becoming a phenomenon, and CNN put up a broadcast station from there, and he had Rantizi like around the clock. And then later on, he, you know, was the liaison, I'd say, with the press. You could always call him. He was a spokesman for the organization. And unlike Yassin, I wouldn't say that he's a spiritual figure at all, but much more an organizational one.
What about Rantizi's relationship with Arafat and the Palestinian Authority?
Well, I think it's a pretty close relationship with the two. I think he's a pragmatist. I think he has a lot of pieces to put together now to try and rebuild the organization, which was very, very much built around the personality. He also sort of hasn't been elected into the position. He's going to have to establish himself from within as well. And he has to do all this looking over his shoulder, making sure that a helicopter doesn't put a missile through his car.
What's been the general reaction within Israel to Yassin's assassination?
I'd say initially the country was rather shocked. It may have been expected or not, but coming before Passover, when we're beginning to see a little trickle of tourism back to the country for the first time in 3 years, people thought the timing was pretty appalling. But on the other hand, Hamas did send two suicide bombers into Haifa port, which is a strategic target. These are the first suicide bombers to come directly out of Gaza. And they wanted to send a very strong message, and I think the people basically support that. So it's a bit of a mixture, really.
Has the killing of Yassin improved Ariel Sharon's standing within Israel?
Well, I'd say it's improved his standing with the right wing, and it's probably going to make it easier for him to unilaterally withdraw from Gaza. I think this was a message like saying, I'm not running away, I'm not a coward, I'm prepared to take you on, but I'm getting out. So I think it's improved his standing with the right wing, but a lot of people in the country, they, are not entirely clear as to what the motivation was here, and they're very, very scared, or maybe scared, is not the correct word, but there's a great deal of trepidation as to what the consequences of this is going to be. There's a big feeling of uncertainty.
Do you believe Hamas can be neutralized?
No, I don't believe there's a military solution to Hamas. Obviously not. It's got to come within the context of some form of negotiation. But what I do feel is that there's so much hatred dripping in the blood of that organization at the moment. I mean, even Rantizi put out a statement yesterday which is so blood-curdling about, no compromise, to the death type talk, that I don't know if it's ever going to be possible without some detoxing on both sides in terms of how we perceive each other.
But Israel's resolved to go after the other leaders of Hamas.
Well, we have to see it in terms of the security of the people here, and if you take away the command structure, just like you're trying to do with bin Laden, and if you put them on the defensive and you make them go underground and you make it more difficult for them to communicate and you watch them a damn sight closer and people know they can die by sending other people to their deaths, you hope to save as many civilian lives as possible. It's a very strange war.
Hirsch Goodman is senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies.